We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:45, quarter till 9. Couple of big things for you. Newell Norman at 10 o'clock. For the first time since the building collapsed, we'll have representatives from the 1031 Canal Street Development LLC making themselves available. It is an exclusive with Newell Norman, the first time the developers have been heard from, and that's going to happen at noon. I will also tell you that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and people wait until it's over, until we're well underway, and then it's too late to get their question in. We're going to have our friend, and I don't know if you heard about this or not, but FICO is changing the whole credit score thing. We're going to have our friend John Oldsheimer in. He's a credit expert, formerly of FICO and Equifax. A lot of people have a lot of questions about their credit score and how to get it up and so forth, or if it's way down, how to raise it. So we'll talk about that at 9 o'clock. Right now, Dr. Michelle Moore joins us, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry and a clinical psychiatrist. A psychologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Well, we could talk about this new survey out that surveyed over 10,000 adult workers in July and August of 2019. They used the UCLA Loneliness Scale, and it basically showed that people are pretty lonely and maybe more places than others. So, Doc, if you will, explain all of this because I'm just going to butcher it.
I'll do my best to help you out on that one.
Thank you.
So what it's looking at is being able to say, how are people feeling? And it was kind of looking specifically at the workplace, too. How are people feeling at the workplace? And what does loneliness do to us? So if we have these chronic feelings of loneliness and we feel a bit isolated in our lives, the survey is telling us that that can lead to stress, which then leads to physical health problems. So we're creating other issues for ourselves. So I think one of the important kind of things to think about for a workplace is, how are you trying to bring your employees together? How are you creating some opportunities for teamwork, some collegiality, so that you can decrease these feelings of loneliness, so there's more of a sense of what we call belongingness? And when people feel like they are part of a team and that they belong, you see a decrease in sick days from work. You also see an increase in productivity because people are feeling happier and they're feeling better about themselves at their workplace.
Doc, I don't mean to brag, but I've not taken a sick day in 3 years. I just wanted to put that on the record. I guess it'd be the business school to talk about productivity and so forth, but I don't think you have to be an MBA to know that a happier workforce is going to be a more productive workforce, right?
Oh, I agree. It seems like it would be common sense, but I think sometimes when you're in the thick of it in a business or in a company, I don't know that you can fully grasp when everybody is happy. Can you really tell when your employees are satisfied? Are you doing those surveys, right, satisfaction surveys to find out how your employees are doing on a regular basis? Are you doing check-ins with them to kind of get to know them? And are they being truthful whenever they do talk to you? So how do you really gauge that in your place of work if you're the one who's the boss, the CEO, who's trying to improve the climate at your workplace?
Can people work closely together? For example, Jordan, Tim, myself, Dave Cohen, Diane Newman, can we all work together but yet still be lonely even though we're all interacting with each other?
That's a good question. I do think that people can be in a group and still have a sense of loneliness. And I think that can mean something else. When you still feel lonely, even though you're a part of a group, sometimes those can be signs of depression or maybe some other kind of mental health issue that might be going on. But more importantly, it's that sense of, do you enjoy kind of being with each other, right? Can you laugh? Can you joke? Can you enjoy that time whenever you're with colleagues? And so in psychology, we believe that everyone has a psychological need for social connectedness. So back to the sense of belongingness, that we all need to connect with people on a social level, which is not social media, is a social in-person socialization that's very important just for us psychologically as people.
Well, we laugh and connect in the office with the door closed, and if any of that were to leak out, they'd fire us immediately, which is good. That means we're not lonely. We all get along. Dr. Michelle Moore, our guest, talking about loneliness at work. When we come back, we're going to talk about social media and the role in that. And our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you simply, are you lonely? More when we come back, 850, 10 till 9, traffic, WWL. 853, 7 before 9, Tommy Tucker talking about loneliness, not my own, because I don't really feel lonely, but a new study out that says a lot of people do. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, highly unscientific, is asking you, are you lonely? And Dr. Michelle Moore, an associate professor of clinical psychiatry and clinical psychologist at the LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, Dr., 43% are saying they are. So what part does social media play in all of this?
So social media, there are pros and cons to social media. Sometimes it can make us feel connected with people. We can connect with a group that maybe we don't feel comfortable talking about a topic in real life, but in talking on social media, it makes us feel more comfortable. But then the con to social media is that if that is the only way that we are communicating with people, then we are missing out on this important kind of social in-person connection, which we all need for our psychological health. So if we have a balance between doing some social media and connecting that way, but also connecting in person on a daily basis, then I think we'll be okay. But if we're primarily depending on social media for how we're connecting with people, that's when those feelings of loneliness and depression are going to increase.
And it seems like from this study, unless I'm misquoting it or misunderstood, that it's more baby boomers than it is millennials, right?
Which people probably find unusual of why would that be. And it could be that the millennials are growing up in this age where social media is the norm and they're very accustomed to this way of connecting. So that could be partially why we're seeing that. But I think there could be a lot of hypotheses and theories, which I'd be curious of what your audience would think of why that would be the case with baby boomers.
I would say because, and my mother wasn't a baby boomer, but I saw as she aged, she got increasingly depressed because all of her friends around her were dying, and you wind up with no support base because, and I guess the baby boomers are getting to be that age now where maybe a lot of their friends are dying off and they feel as though they don't want to make new friends, or you got a whole lifetime of history with somebody and it's hard to kind of recreate that at 65, 70, whatever.
I think it's possible. And at that point, you're probably not in the workforce anymore. Mm-hmm. So you've lost that sense of connectedness if you had been working somewhere for a long period of time. So then it's a matter of how close are you with your family? Have you stayed connected with your own family, or have you isolated yourself from your family? I think for people who have isolated themselves from their families by the time you get to 65, 70, you do feel quite lonely. If you've finished working, you're retired, and you're isolated from family, and your friends have started to pass away, I can imagine that would come with a sense of loneliness.
You want to hear another one of my opines?
Of course.
That, to me, would be because baby boomers are so terrified of losing their jobs because of having to work later and later and later. Sometimes the kids have moved back into the house. Maybe they're helping the kids with student debt or what have you. I think they are so terrified of losing their jobs and not knowing what they would do if they were to start looking for a job at 65, whatever, that they're terrified of talking to anybody about anything. And as a result, they feel as though they're in hostile territory and they don't want to share anything with anybody.
You know, I think that's a great point because I think it is scary to think of losing a job at that point of, right, how would you get a new one? You know, the other thing that I find that sometimes grandparents are taking care of grandkids and that they have become the primary guardians of those grandkids. And so they're redoing raising children again, which is quite exhausting at that age to be doing that.
All right. So people are going to work right now. We have 2 minutes for you to solve every problem that they're having. But seriously, if they're listening and they're saying, you know what, I do feel lonely at work, what would you give them some quick advice to maybe start the week off not feeling that way?
Some advice for the employee, and then we've got some advice for kind of the boss.
Well, you got 2 minutes. Use it how you like.
Right? I can handle that. For the employee, maybe you need to take the initiative to kind of step away from your office, step away from your work area, and go try to connect with somebody. Maybe it's going to grab coffee with somebody, grab lunch with them, but try to see if you can. It's kind of like making a new friend, which is really intimidating when you're an adult and when you're a child, but see if you can make a connection with another employee, maybe a new employee who has just come on. Is there somebody that you could reconnect with who maybe you lost touch with? Now, for the bosses, I think it's time to sit back and really analyze your own workplace. And you need to be able to do it in an objective way. So if you're kind of looking across the room saying, everybody looks great, you know, are you really getting a true sense of how everybody's doing? Maybe it's time to send out a survey and create something just to gauge how people are doing. And what do you need to do differently in order to foster this sense of belongingness and social connectedness within your workplace?
Telling a good dirty joke in the hallway, not so much.
Probably not the best idea. That would not be my first line of advice.
I should have quit while I was ahead with the with afraid of losing the job. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate your time. Dr. Michelle Moore, associate professor of clinical psychiatry and clinical psychologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.